A warm welcome along to your latest Manchester United headlines. I'm Rob Eddy. Starting with the news that Manchester United have taken out a £140 million loan to help them get through the coronavirus crisis, according to the latest reports. The move should go some way to ensuring Ole Gunnar Solskjaer can still bring in major signings. United, of course, have been linked with plenty of players this summer window when the transfer window reopens. COVID-19 has hit the club hard like any other club in world football, and United have opted to access almost all of a £150 million credit facility they had with the Bank of America. The money should ensure United can withstand the impact while also remain highly competitive in the transfer market. It has also been suggested that United could raise further funds by selling Paul Pogba to Real Madrid. And on that front, United have reportedly been offered four players by Real Madrid as they get creative in their ways of trying to tempt United into selling Paul Pogba. Pogba remains a favourite of Zinedine Zidane, and with other options becoming a little bit more expensive in the current climate, Real Madrid are trying one or two options to try and tempt United into a sale. The four players reported to be up for grabs are Martin Odegaard, James Rodriguez, Lucas Vasquez and former Manchester City youngster Brahim Diaz. Whether anything develops from that remains to be seen, as United maintain that Paul Pogba is not for sale. And finally for the bulletin, United are set to rival Real Madrid for the signature of 17-year-old superstar Eduardo Camavinga, having watched the player a lot over the last year or so. The midfielder currently plays for French side Rennes, but is one of the hottest properties in the football market, having impressed in Ligue 1 last season, helping Rennes to third place in the table. He has been dubbed the new Paul Pogba, and United are looking to beat Real Madrid to his signature. A report in the Metro claims that the Red Devils are prepared to buy the player and loan him back for a season, which may just tip things in United's favour. That's all for now. We'll have more later.